This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The fear that the 1980s sort of Steven Spielberg Poltergeist, which this Poltergeist is a remake of, was based on sort of the fear of losing a child. Perhaps Mr. Spielberg was affected by his time filming the Twilight Zone movie, where Vic Morrow sort of protected the two children that were killed by diving over them as a helicopter cut them all three to shreds. In any case, the old Twilight Zone episode that sort of inspired the Poltergeist movie had a little child who goes under a bed and then disappears into another dimension. The parents still hear them, and it's sort of every parent's nightmare that their child is lost and they can't reach them. And that's what the 80s one played on, also with the fear of technology, where the child disappears into the television. And there were some notable scenes involving maggots and mirrors, the two M's of horror movie. But here, Poltergeist really, this is an economic downturn horror movie. The anxiety here is an anxiety economically based. It starts out with a family moving to suburbs off of power lines, where they joke about, oh, they're going to get tumors. There's an awareness of environmental health and environmental justice, that people who live in poor neighborhoods sort of are exposed to toxins and things that are shorten their lifespan. And sort of that's maybe the scariest thing in the movie. So Sam Rockwell has a scene at a hardware store where he goes to pick up something to fix the house, and he jokes with the woman there. He says, you know, after his second credit card gets denied, he says, oh, well, you got good benefits here? You got a nice pension working for you? And when she gives him attitude. And so really, this is the fear that the movie's playing on, the fear of having your credit cards decline, the fear of not having benefits or living in a world where people don't have pensions anymore. And ultimately, everybody will be forced to move to a carbon cookie-cutter house in the suburbs that happens to have been built on a graveyard, where they never actually move the bodies, they just move the headstones. So that's the movie in a nutshell. It's not scary. It's not particularly interesting. The parents don't seem to care too much when the daughter has disappeared. They do note that the gravestones were moved to a nicer neighborhood. So the only thing that's interesting going on here is visually, the film looks really beautiful. It's shot in true 3D. So if you see it in 3D, you get to see the depth of field, and you get to really feel like you're in the movie in a way that movies that have been post-converted to 3D don't actually feel that way. So enjoy the visuals and skip the rest.